Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. We are going to talk about the sun, the blazing hot sun. The environmental climate change that's happening is really taking a toll on the planet, the ocean temperatures, the asphalt is melting, the tires in Arizona are melting, our faces are melting, and we are getting so much more photo damage and photo aging this summer. Literally more than ever. Harmful UV rays and oxidative stress are damaging our skin. And this is something we really need to become religious about taking care of, because the sun, while it feels like it gives you this warmth and inner glow, actually is so destructive to your skin. And it's not the sun itself, it's the ultraviolet radiation that's coming from the sun. So if you have been out there getting your gorgeous tan, I really hope you've been using a fake tanner, number one, and skin protection, number two. Otherwise, photo damage is going to occur. And what is photo damage? So I like to use this term with my patients. Photo damage sounds so much better than brown spots, wrinkles, aging. It's like you're actually damaging the skin. So photo damage is the destruction of your skin health after prolonged exposure to ultraviolet radiation. It can cause changes in your DNA at the cellular level, and it works on actually impairing the immune system of the skin. It definitely can damage the extracellular matrix and the collagen fibers and fibroblast production of collagen. So the signs that you might see if you have early photo damage, it can start as early as your 20s, and some of those cute freckles are actually photo damage. Probably, if you look at someone who has freckles, at least 40% to 60% of those cute freckles are spots of photo damage. You also might notice fine lines and wrinkles, changes in pigmentation, what looks like melasma can actually be early solar elastosis, uneven skin tone and texture, broken capillaries, increased redness and blotchiness. These are all signs of photoaging beginning in your skin in the 20s and accelerating very rapidly by the time you're 40, 50, and 60. Now, what is the exact cause of photo damage? The most harmful factors threatening your skin are ultraviolet rays. And UV radiation consists of three different types of components. Definitely UVA, which is in the 300 to 400 nanometers range, UVB underneath that, which is 280 to 320, and UVC. And UVA is a form of solar radiation that has the potential to damage the skin at all levels, from the epidermis all the way down to the dermis, so it can affect elastin and blood vessels. UVB is the bad radiation, B for bad, and B means these are the skin cancer-causing rays of ultraviolet. This affects the outer layers of the skin surface, but it's more threatening to your overall health because this is a cancer-forming radiation. And UVC is the least potent form of UV light, and much of it is absorbed by the ozone layer and atmosphere, but it's definitely a type of light that still penetrates and still hits. There's also infrared light, or IR, and this penetrates deeper layers of the skin, deeper than just optical radiation. Your human skin has an important part of its immune system, and molecular mechanisms from UV exposure are protecting you at all times. And the layers of the epidermis is the number one line of defense against pathogens and things that can get into your body. So your skin is your biggest immune organ. Additionally, immune cells like Langerhans cells and T cells are located in the skin. And another line of defense, your melanocytes. They perform the function of producing pigment to block the penetration of UV into your skin. So the more you're in the heat, the more the melanocytes turn on production and accelerate melasma and brown spots. Also, to maintain homeostasis of the skin, our skin has to be able to repair DNA damage. UV radiation can cause the DNA to unfurl, the nucleotides to pair incorrectly, and mutations to occur in the skin. So you definitely need to see that the skin has the ability to repair itself. The reactive oxygen species that are made also within the skin as a result of the UV hitting molecules. The molecules become hyper-energized. You get these reactive oxygen species that are so destructive to the skin. This is why we need to use antioxidants on the skin. And antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin A and vitamin E are some of the best ones to improve the protective nature of the antioxidants on the skin surface. Sometimes patients come in as they're getting older and notice more brown spots and more kind of what we call barnacles on the skin. So areas where you have flaking, crusting, dry scaliness or actinic keratosis, areas where you have kind of mildly elevated brown patches, these are called seborrheic keratosis. All of these things form over time. They tend to be worse as we get a little older when hormones change. And it's really multiple years of UV radiation cumulatively affecting how the skin is being damaged that causes some of these things to grow on the skin. Solar elastosis is one of those terms. When your skin looks weathered and aged, you have loss of elastic material that's formed and degradation of elastic fibers, and then the extracellular matrix of the skin starts to become more flaccid, less supportive. So definitely UV radiation and photo damage are so important to prevent. If you get too much sun exposure, the thickness of the epidermis and the dermis can be affected. Less extracellular matrix support, dropping the amount of collagen that you make, and increasing inflammatory cells and red, kind of a ruddy appearance to the skin where you get all these superficial blood vessels. These are the things that are happening to our faces from UV and sun exposure. And I definitely want patients to be in the process of treating this on the regular. To understand how to treat photo damage, it's so important to classify a patient's skin. So type 1 through type 6 Fitzpatrick scale has been developed many years ago by Fitzpatrick. And if you understand the Fitzpatrick scale, you can help your patients to figure out if they're at risk for accelerated aging. Generally, that's the lighter skin types, the light eyes, light hair, blonde and blue-eyed, fair-skinned, or, you know, red hair, really pale. Darker skin types, on the other hand, are more likely to develop the uneven skin tones and melasma and patchiness and irregularity. So to find out where you fall on the scale, you can look at the Fitzpatrick scale. Type 1 would be pale skin, light-colored eyes, blonde or red hair, always burns, doesn't tan. Type 2, fair skin with light-colored eyes, burns easy, but may tan. And then type 3, medium light skin that initially burns, then tans. I love how everybody has to get burned. Hopefully you don't get burned, but without protection. Type 4 is light brown skin that tans with minimal burning. And type 5, medium brown skin that rarely burns. Type 6, dark brown or black skin that tans easily and never burns. And that's actually a little bit of a myth. Even black skin will burn, and definitely darker skin types still need sun protection. And actually, the incidence of skin cancers in darker skin types is truly increasing, especially because I think darker skin types have a hard time finding sunscreens that blend and conceal easily, and there's this mythology that people have enough melanin to protect themselves. UV does not respect the skin color. So UV A, B, and C penetrate the skin surface. Imagine all these little rays diving deep, arrows protruding into your skin, causing mutations, damage, destruction, melting, literally changing the matrix and dermis of your skin. We all need protection regardless of skin tone or color. Sunscreen is your best friend. How do we prevent photo damage? Most experts recommend a sunscreen that's broad spectrum. So make sure your bottle says UVA and UVB. Look for at least sun protection factor of 30. It's very important to not go crazy on this. You don't have to spend a ton of money. SPF 50 and SPF 70 and SPF 100 are almost equivalent amounts of skin protection. Unless you're looking at cumulative lifetime value of protection, then it is more beneficial to use a higher SPF. But for short-term exposures, The amount of protection conferred by a 30, 50, 70, or 100 is not so far apart. Very, very close. So use what you have and use it liberally. A shot glass full to cover your face and neck. That's a lot. You can also estimate by using two fingers. If you apply a strip of sunscreen along two fingers, that's about the amount needed to cover the full face. And that might mean two applications, putting on one layer and then a following layer. I definitely am a fan of using sunscreens that are mineral-based. So titanium dioxide and zinc oxide and iron oxides, these are the mineral-based sunscreens. And why do we like that? Because they are reflective barriers. They are placed on the surface of the skin. Sun hits and bounces off of the skin versus a chemical sunscreen. And these are also quite effective, but many times chemical sunscreens can penetrate the dermis into the bloodstream, and residues of chemical sunscreens have been found in the bloodstream. And we really don't know the long-term consequences or side effects of that, whether it's going to affect the hormonal access or whether it's going to later in the future be deemed to have some negative side effects. In my view, I don't need the sunscreen to penetrate internally, and I don't want the UV radiation to penetrate and then interact with a sunscreen that causes a chemical reaction that prevents damage. I'd rather have a reflective, bounce right off of me, mineral-based sunscreen. And you guys should think about that too. I love our sunscreen. It has actually some green tea polyphenols, ceramides and peptides, resveratrol, which is one of the most potent antioxidants out there. And antioxidants, in addition to the barrier effect, are amazing. Because remember, when UV hits and you create this reactive oxygen species that's going to go in and damage DNA, here we have an antioxidant to help remove the oxidative damage of these reactive species. You can treat photo damage later in life. If you have photo damage and you were an 80s girl and you had the copper tone and the iodine and the foil on your face, it's okay. But just remember, you can reverse sun damage and photo damage, and mostly that involves interventions with lasers, chemical peels, sometimes microneedling, sometimes dermabrasion. All of these things are helpful. One of the most important things you should do is use a Retin A. Retinoids are topical products. They improve the health of the skin. They encourage exfoliation. The superficial skin cells transition faster. They stimulate new collagen production. They can improve fine lines and wrinkles. If you're over 30 and you're not on Retin A, I gotta say, why not? Why not? All of us need to be on a Retin A, and you need to find a formula that's cosmetically elegant, that's not gonna irritate your skin too much. Because we all have that bottle of tretinoin or retinol from Retin-A from the pharmacy that was like scorched earth. You put on too much, you get dry, cracked, and irritated. You're not going to use that kind of Retin-A, and that makes it useless. Very strong, but not skin friendly, not usable, means never going to use it. You're not going to get the benefit. Use a cosmetically elegant Retin-A. Try our Diamond Line Refine. That one is amazing. Gives you the glow, not irritating. Finally, you can dose yourself higher and higher. You're going to start with a very low percentage of retinol and work your way up. And we have a high dose retinoid regimen, which is really good. So check out our skincare line. It's Katie Skin. Or use any retinol, even if you get on Oil of Olay, one of their great products that's over the counter. I'm going to be so happy that you've started something. That is one of the main things we can do to reverse damage. Sun damage and photo damage. UV radiation starts becoming harmful after 5 to 10 minutes. And those of you getting gel manicures, please get some UV gloves. 4 to 5 gel manicures with the UV light on the back of your hands is going to make your skin look like brown spots and aged, crepey, wrinkled hands very quickly. And risk of skin cancer increases exponentially by the time you've had 4 to 5 sessions of gel manicure with the UV light setting the polish. And sun damage is reversible to some extent, but you can't completely undo the changes to your skin. So in some extent, the UV damage caused to the DNA and the cellular structure may be permanent. The superficial treatment for skin lightening we can do with hydroquinone type products. for wrinkles and fine lines. We can improve those with retinoids. We can do liquid nitrogen and cryotherapy to freeze off actinic keratosis, seborrheic keratosis, but you can't completely reverse photoaging. Definitely staying out of the UV and the sun is the way to go. So guys, talk to an expert, see what treatments are right for you. And even though the consequences of sun exposure may not show up at first, they will definitely come back to haunt you in the future. And many people who now are coming in with damage from 20 years ago are seeing it and regretting it and starting to use your sunscreen. And if that's the case, bravo that you're doing something about it. Remember the easy things you can do. Use a vitamin C twice a day. Make sure sunscreen, hats and scarves and gloves, sun driving equipment is part of your regimen. Protect your eyes, for gosh sakes. The retina is so sensitive to the UV, and the lens of your eye will get cataracts prematurely. Treat your neck and chest. Remember, that gives away your age so quickly, and that is why our necks look crepey faster than the face does. Start using an eye cream, one that has retinol in it. Protect the most delicate skin of the body. And have your skin checked by a dermatologist. Look at these signs of leathery skin, liver spots, actinic keratosis, solar elastosis. These are all the joys that can happen with sun damage. Guys, I want you to be so careful out there. The sun is getting increasingly intense, and we need to remain our best selves. It's not just about beauty. It's about retaining the integrity of the skin, our largest organ, our biggest immune function, and also some confidence and get that glow. When we get mottled brown spots and irregular looking skin, you just feel older. I want you to have pearly, luminescent, and gorgeous glowy skin. So protect yourselves all the time when you go out there, and think of me when you're reapplying frequently your sunscreen every 2 hours. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, and our website is the same, www.beautybydrkay.com. That's where you can find some of the amazing products that I really live by, including twice a day my vitamin C, definitely using the retinol eye cream. It's called Revitalize. I love our Diamond Line Refine. It's a great starter retinol. And love, love, love the mineral-based sunscreens. They're tinted, they're easy to put on, they just give you a flawless look and so much sun protection. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.